All right, a pleasure. We love when this guy comes out here, and if it's New York baseball, we love to have him on. Kevin Kernan, he is Where's Kernan on Twitter, and he is a wonderful sports writer for the New York Post, and he is New York baseball, and he's got a California connection as well. But, Kev, when I see you, it's baseball time. How are you?
Always great to be with you, and always great to be out here because, you know, to me, the Giants fans are the best fans in the world. Always, I love coming here. I love the atmosphere. I love the fun. And we're going to see really the, how good fans they are now with what's going on with this team, because I think it's going to be a long haul before they're good again.
Yeah, you know baseball. You've been around quite a bit. What do you see? Just so, what do you see with Bumgarner last night? What was your take on that?
Yeah, he looked like a guy that's almost done, you know, to me. He needs a change of scenery, and I would trade him in a moment as quickly as I could, if you could. And there will be somebody out there that wants him because there's so many teams now. I remember telling Cashman a few years ago, I said, what you need to do is get a good guy who's going to be looked upon as maybe washed up, and you will be, you know, you will be strong forever. Now, he didn't follow my advice with Verlander, but it works, and that's what you have to do nowadays. Yeah. And so I think for him, for his sake, and again, just going back in time, in 2010, I told Sabian, I said, you're going to win three to the next five World Series. And he said, Kevin, you're crazy. How can you say that? I said, I know you got this kid Bumgarner coming. He's going to do things for you that are fantastic. Plus, you are a great front office. You will fill the holes. There's not that many front offices like that anymore. And that's what they did. And I remember when they, you know, they won the third one, because I go way back with Bochy, too. It was just amazing. He said, Kevin, how did you know? I said, I really didn't know, but I had faith in you. And now what I'm seeing in baseball, it's all changing. Different front offices. With the way things are going. And sometimes, when you don't even make plans, you have success. Look at the Yankees. They didn't expect any of these guys to do what they're doing. And I just had a long talk with Luke Voit. Here's a guy. I was in St. Louis last week with the Cardinals. St. Louis was talking about how much they missed a guy like Luke Voit. They didn't find a position for him. Well, you know what the position is? The position is hitter.
It's true. He can hit.
Exactly. Yeah. And the Yankees... Because I ripped the analytics, but I will say one thing. The Yankees took Luke Voit simply on the fact that they liked his exit velocity. That's
true.
Why they made that trade, and it turned out to be a great trade.
We were just talking about that. I mean, a guy this week, Zach Wheeler, I think I saw, became the first player, and it's a crazy note to see this now because this didn't exist 3 years ago. First player in Major League history to throw 100 miles an hour and hit a ball 100 miles an hour in the same game. Now, Shohei Ohtani may be hot on his tail to catch that record or that statistic, but guys are looking specifically at velocity and exit velocity and using those tools to find a spot for you in the lineup.
Exactly.
It works.
And Wheeler's a great – I'm glad you brought him up pretty close with him.
Former Giant, by the way.
Yes, former Giant with that trade, yeah. Beltran way back when, and went through all kinds of injury issues. Great kid. And the Mets, again, they don't always listen. I told them to sign DeGrom to a long-term deal in 2016. It's a little shaky right now. We'll see where it goes. But Wheeler was the guy they should have signed because they had DeGrom locked up for 2 years. Wheeler, I think, will wind up in Atlanta, and he's going to help that team a lot down the road.
Boy, great to have Kevin Kernan with us. This is New York. I grew up with you.
Come on, this is
New York baseball. This is what we used to talk about in the schoolyard all the time. It's what baseball is all about. Paxton last night. Interesting pitcher. And we kick this around. An ace. Does an ace have to throw 200 or does an ace throw 160 now because of the bullpens?
I say an ace has to go at least 180. I'm going to take the middle road.
Okay.
But I talked to him about that today, actually. I had a nice chat with him. You know, he worked out in the offseason. He's from Seattle area. He works out with Conforto and those guys. And he... I think he's going to break through this year, innings-wise. I really do. I think, Larry Rothschild, to me, is one of the most underrated pitching coaches in baseball. He's done a great job with him, and he's figured some things out. And he's also a big believer in, he has a sports psychologist. And I was talking about Al Leiter, because Al Leiter had Dorfman, if you remember, who was a famous one. And so this guy's figured some things out. He loves living in New York. Him and his wife are living down, in Lower Manhattan. So it rejuvenates their career. Now all of a sudden, and they love that clubhouse. These guys, I'm not kidding, the Yankees love their clubhouse right now. And that's, to me, the beauty of this team. Anybody can pick them up. They're all in the game. And you know what that is? That's baseball. It's not swinging and hitting long home runs all the time. It's putting the ball in play. Aaron Boone, we're finally getting to see that Aaron Boone is a real manager. He can figure some things out with these team, with this team and these injuries. So it's great to see. Paxton's fascinating. He didn't have his cutter last night, he was telling me. Just wasn't working, so he went to his curveball a lot more. And with his high, he's another guy that gets the high fastball. Chad Green threw the high fastball. Then all of a sudden the Yankees wanted to teach him more of a slider. Then all of a sudden he lost his high fastball. So you can tinker too much. So, but he, the good thing about Paxton, he has that high fastball. I call it the anti-launch fastball, and that's what more pitchers have. And that's how DeGrom did so well last year.
It's hard to get under that fastball when it's coming up high to get the right angle on it to knock it out.
But. And that's a good point. Not to interrupt, but very important about Noah Syndergaard, because I know we're talking a lot of New York. Noah's trying to throw that high fastball, but because he's 6'7", he can't make
the
it.
The plane
look.
Of his he's release
right.
point
he
is
can't,
tough, right.
He can't,
right?
So it only works for certain guys, and that's, again, there's another example of the beauty of baseball.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I always wonder, why does Syndergaard get hit?
Yes, that's why he gets hit. And he's been trying like heck all spring to kind of incorporate that four-seamer, but he can't get it going. And he also, sometimes I think Noah doesn't. I had a scout tell me that this guy, and I'm not saying it's me, but this is a longtime scout. He told me this spring, Noah Syndergaard has the best stuff he has seen since, and wait for it, Sandy Koufax. That's amazing. But he's talking about the curveball and all his stuff. Yeah. And every time he gets beat, it just shocks me. But he does these things like last outing. He walked the leadoff hitter in two straight innings. Both of them scored. You know, that's what happens.
Well, Sandy took Sandy a while. Maybe he needs Norm Sherry to come in and,
exactly.
and be his catcher.
Oh, you need a 6 good years to catch Sandy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
About it.
And like, Sandy, you know, Sandy, I see him all the time. You know, you see him a lot more with the Mets, but, you know, there's a wonderful human being, and he gets younger every year.
I think he still can get people out.
I'm sure he
can. Come
could.
On. That was my guy growing up.
I don't know. Real quick story, but Phil Collier was a great mentor of mine in San Diego. And Phil was the beat writer for many years, covered the Dodgers out of San Diego. So he had great relationships with these players. He was so close to Sandy Koufax that he kept Sandy Koufax's retirement story in his travel typewriter for 3 years. Sandy called him up one day and said, Phil, run the story.
Wow.
I love it. Oh,
that's a good
Kevin
story.
Kernan with us, New York Post. Absolutely catch up to him and follow him on Twitter at Where's Kernan. Kev, this Yankee team, though, we had this discussion. James Wagner was on, and had talked to people about it. The bullpen, Adam loves the bullpen. I think the bullpen's in trouble. What I saw with Britton last night, I said, "My God, that's Britton."
Oof.
And so, where are they?
Well, it's driving Larry a little sleepless nights, Rothschild, because they walk too many people. Mm-hmm. Walks are the biggest enemy now for pitching ever because of the way the game is now.
Because of the home run, really.
Yes, yeah. Because of the home run and everything else. And I think a little thing's going on with Britton. One of the things I think's going on there is that he's got that closer's mentality, and this is a real thing. You know, it's like I'm writing a column. I'll write you a good column, but if you ask me to write a game story, I might struggle a little bit.
Okay.
You know what
okay.
I'm saying? So I think Britton is struggling with that. I'm not a closer guy. I can't quite figure this thing out because what the biggest mistake I think baseball has done is they put a lot of players, they pegged them into their round holes or whatever, and now we're seeing it right throughout baseball. Minor leagues. I was talking to a scout yesterday. He was at 5 minor league games this week. Not one pitcher went through past the 5th inning. They're creating this weakness in pitchers where they don't want to get the next guy out. They don't want to keep fighting. And it's really something that they've created. And I think by making guys, you know, closers and things like that, you put this in their mindset and it gets to their heads because this generation thinks too much.
Well, I'm looking at Britton's numbers coming into last night's game, and I know the walks were big now, 7 walks in 11 innings. You walked them loaded yesterday.
Yes.
So if you're looking at...
With 2 outs.
If you're looking at 3 walks through 10 innings, it's not quite as bad, right? Your K-to-walk strikeout ratio is pretty good. The 1-4 whip looks bad for a reliever who's supposed to be late in games. My thought is if they get a starting pitcher, they can start handing this thing over in the 6th, 7th, 8th inning. Should not be a big deal, but you're not getting enough innings out of, to your point, out of guys like Tanaka, outside of Paxton, really the only guy going deep into games.
and it's really not that deep. And Ottavino saved them last night.
Yeah, I quote deep is what I'm saying. Yeah, you know, six and a third or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's if you go six innings now, get the gold
star. You're the ace, right? That's to your point. The 180 innings last year for Blake Snell, who won the Cy. I mean, that's an ace.
Great
now.
Point. Yeah.
Different world.
Yeah.
Are you in the Vlad train here?
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, I actually spent some time with Junior at Cooperstown last year. I'm sure you had all your Cooperstown stories from Jeff. Great place to visit, obviously. But he was, you know, I had a chance to talk to him up there last year. Very impressed with the young man. And he gets it. He knows what baseball is all about. And this is what I loved, and I don't know if anybody else mentioned it to you. When I walked in the clubhouse yesterday, every Yankee was watching that on the TV.
That's special.
That's special.
Me too.
And they were rooting.
Yeah,
they were rooting.
We all
baseball
were.
Needs this. Baseball needs this so desperately. Baseball needs to do what the NBA did back when I covered the NBA with David Stern. And we said, hey, you know, you really should market Bird and Magic a little more. You know, and that's what they did, and the NBA took off. I think baseball needs to do that now with some of these players.
Agreed.
Can they do it? The everyday nature of the game, there's no breaks?
There's no breaks, but you can do it because these guys have personalities and they're not afraid to let their personalities shine. I remember when I got into business, one of the toughest things as a reporter was to get a guy's phone number, right? Because you had to earn his trust, and that's what I do basically, and I got those relationships. Now you walk up to a kid, they'll give you your phone number in 5 seconds because they want to, you know, they want to promote themselves a little bit. They're during this new, you know, they're part of the whole thing. We're in the Instagram world, man. You got to love it.
Okay. I love seeing you. You
always
know
great.
That.
Great
I
stuff,
love
Kev.
Seeing you. We love having you out here. Kevin Kernan, New York Post. Thanks, Kev. All right, more coming up. Giants baseball next on the Sports Leader.